Here is the executive director of the College Football Playoffs, Bill Hancock, with us on ESPN 97.5. Bill, how are you?
I think you were playing the Beach Boys for me. Is that correct?
Well, no, he had a different one last segment for you. But, and so this was unexpected, but we're happy to have you on. Thanks for being here with us.
Thank you for having me on. I appreciate it.
All right, let's talk about this. We were talking about this yesterday, and you've been there since the get-go. It seems there are every team, I don't know, is it not that they're weaker, that they're not as good, but it seems like all these top teams have more flaws than we've seen in the past out of the teams that are vying for the playoff. Do you sense that?
I really don't sense that. Maybe by flaws, maybe another way to look at it is there are more one-loss teams and perhaps even a couple of two-loss teams that could get into the picture. So I think that's what where you're headed, and that's true. Flaws, I don't know. That's up for debate. But yeah, so certainly more teams in the picture.
Got Bill Hancock joining us on ESPN 97.5. So you're in the room every weekend, right? When they're
yeah.
Just walk us through that process. I know they do a good job on Tuesdays on ESPN on the selection show, just talking about why they put teams there. But it's a very fluid ranking and it's a fluid selection. So walk us through that process a little bit in that room.
Yeah, well, we start all over every week. We like to say we start with a clean sheet of paper. And the process is creating small groups of teams that can be evaluated against each other. And then they're voted into the rankings three at a time for three rounds of voting, and then four at a time for four rounds. So it's a very deliberate and detailed evaluation process. They have discussion and debate every time before they rank. So they'll discuss the debate and then rank and put three teams in, and then more discussion, more debate, more fussing around, and then put in three more. That's how it works.
Bill Hancock with us, Executive Director of College Football Playoffs here on ESPN 97.5. I've heard a lot of people criticizing Clemson at 2 and Oklahoma at 4, and you've made your case for it. But a lot of people think that what Oklahoma has done has certainly been greater when you look at the road wins, when you look at how many teams they've beaten that have 6 wins against Power 5 schools, all of those things. It's certainly imperfect. But I contended that Oklahoma wasn't as good. They have not played well against lesser teams. How much did that play in with the way that they played against Baylor, perhaps, or Kansas State?
You know, there's some talk about every game that every team plays, including those. But I think what it came down to on Oklahoma was just the loss to Iowa State is a little puzzling. I mean, guys, this is a first-world problem. Oklahoma's ranked number 4. Mm-hmm. And any number of teams would be thrilled to be ranked so high. But teams 1 through 5 this week, Alabama down to Wisconsin, were all very close. And the committee dug real deep and came out with a ranking. They did.
Now, the talking heads on ESPN after, they have made cases for Wisconsin just doesn't look like a playoff team to us. Oklahoma's defense is not a championship defense. I want to know, do you guys look at that sides of the ball as opposed to just, look, they won football games?
We have to look at the whole team. The whole team includes offense, defense, and the kicking game. So, sure, that's all factored in. Wisconsin has not played the same caliber opponents yet that the other teams ranked around them have. Oklahoma obviously has a great victory over Ohio State. The irony of the Oklahoma situation is Ohio State, I think, got into the playoff last year in a large part because they had gone to Oklahoma and won the game. So here we are the next year with Oklahoma being in position to get in the playoff because they went to Ohio State and won the game. It's kind of interesting.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, it seems like every year it changes because every season is different. But it's hard for teams to then rank, you know, to look at their schedule and go, oh, man, you know, we want to schedule this game, but 5 years, and you know, 5 years later, we can play this game. So, do you guys hold that against teams right now, or do you look at a team by team situation on who they're playing in the preseason before they get to that conference play?
You know, it has to be about who you played, not who you tried to play. Wisconsin had some bad luck this year. BYU, probably their lead in non conference game, is not the BYU that they were when Wisconsin scheduled that game. And you know where else you have kind of bad luck is in your cross-division opponents in those conferences. Wisconsin, of the good teams in the East, Wisconsin only plays Michigan. You could say that's good luck or that's bad luck, but they really haven't had a chance to show what they can do against the good teams. But they will this weekend with Michigan.
Yeah. Bill Hancock with us, Executive Director of College Football Playoffs, right here on ESPN 97.5. If things worked out, and it wouldn't be too crazy that teams would, Wisconsin would eliminate itself and Oklahoma might eliminate itself with a loss and all of these things, would you be reticent to put two teams from the SEC versus two teams from the ACC? How much would you dislike just having a couple of conferences represented?
I wouldn't dislike it if those were clearly the best four teams. Our committee is lucky. All they have to do is rank the teams with no strings attached. We tell them there are no strings attached. Don't pay any attention to conference affiliation. It's all about who the best four teams are.
Interesting.
So
we always thought that that would be something that all things considered, all things being equal, that you would take different teams from different conferences as opposed to the same conference.
No, it's not a factor. And you know, we'll hear from some reporters and others who will say, "Golly, I'd rather not see that." But it doesn't matter what you'd rather see. It's who are the best four teams.
When you look at it at the end of the season, you know, obviously conferences, they reach out to you and they say, "Hey, how come we were left out? What can we do to improve?" And this and that. How much can you change the CFP on a year-by-year basis?
Well, as far as how to get in, we're already seeing schedules be upgraded. ADs and coaches are figuring out that if we want to be in the playoff, we need to go play somebody. Now, you don't have to go play Alabama, Oklahoma, and Clemson every year, all three of those. But you do need to go play one, at least one, top-quality team. That's been proven every year of the playoffs. So people are figuring it out. We're not quite into the period where schedules were starting to be made when the playoffs started. We're probably going to get there this year. But we really have already seen schedules toughening up.
Yeah. And a two-loss team getting in might even help that, wouldn't it? Because, well, you know, if I play a really tough schedule, and just because I lose doesn't mean I'm going to be out.
Yeah, that's, you know, yeah, absolutely. That's already been proven with the one-loss teams that have gotten in. With Ohio State had the loss to Virginia Tech the first year, and you can just go down the list. What happens, though, is if you lose, you've lost your margin for error. There may be a two-loss team this year, but basically, if you lose, the margin for error is gone.
Can we ever see the field expand to eight?
There's no talk about expanding among our leadership group, among the university presidents, and the conference commissioners who manage the playoff. We still have eight more years to go on this contract. We think four is the right number. Four keeps the focus on the regular season. And I don't feel like any of us want to add another game to the season. These are not 30-year-old NFL players. They're 20-year-old college students. And, you know, the other thing is, this is a sport where not everybody gets a blue ribbon or a little trophy. We have an event that's difficult to qualify for. When you make it into the playoff, you've really accomplished something. And frankly, unlike really every other sport where half the teams get in the playoff, so, you know, no big deal. And college football, you got to be on your best all season.
That said, I would just like to say this to you because I've been proposing this. An A-team, all the conference, the five conference champions, because that is something that you've accomplished. And if the Pac-12 was still alive here and the Big Ten, you know, knew that its champion would get in, all of these games would still matter. And the group of five that's not the Power Five conferences, I would love to see them have their best team represented. And then two at-larges. I just wanted you to know that, Bill.
Duly noted.
I think conference champions, you know, it would be awesome if you knew that your conference champion was going to represent your conference in the playoff.
We I hear you, and of course I've heard that before. We don't want to do anything to take away from September. This is not just a conference season. It's both. And the other thing I would submit on that is we have 10 conferences that own the college football playoff. And so who would someone just arbitrarily determine that a certain number of conferences get automatic qualification? I mean, obviously, people think it would be the quote-unquote power conferences, but my goodness. I'll say this. In the VCS time, we had automatic qualification, and it was a real thorn in our side. And I would want us to be real careful anytime in the future if we ever went back to automatic qualification.
Mm. Okay. Duly noted.
All right. Well,
appreciate
everyone's going to get. I just want. Let's just move to 16. Now.
You want 16?
Yeah. Just duly note it, and then we'll move on.
Okay. Duly noted. Raheel says 16. Bill, Dell, how many?
Dell, what do you want?
I'll write that down. Okay.
Right. Well, if Miami beats Clemson, because I'm a Miami fan, they're still undefeated. I'd like to go to 2 because I don't want to play a semifinal game.
You don't. Okay, you just want to go. Okay, you want 2.
I want to go right
or
back.
Or how about if they just vote on who the national champion is after the conference championship?
Not Miami, they wouldn't vote us.
That probably not. Probably not.
You know what we have to say to that? Duly noted.
Duly noted.
Thank
duly
you.
Noted. Duly yeah. noted. Bill Hancock, thanks for joining us. We appreciate you giving us a call. That's great stuff.
It was a lot of fun, guys. Thanks. Take care.
Bill Hancock with us here on ESPN 97.5.